Last year, the literary world celebrated when drug heiress Ruthie Lilly bestowed a $100 million gift on Poetry magazine. But money has not bought happiness. According to a recent story in the Wall Street Journal, the magazine is now embroiled in a legal battle with a bank over mismanagement of funds. Editor Joseph Parisi quit in a spat with the magazine's board, and competing groups are griping about Poetry's increasing power. All this trouble in the land of verse got Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz thinking about ways to solve the problems plaguing the Rhymemeisters.
When Poetry magazine received its surprise gift of $100 million last year, I knew that this well-meaning gesture could only end in tears. After decades of deprivation, poets found themselves swimming in do-re-mi and suffering from the kind of sudden wealth syndrome one usually associates with super lotto winners. But all is not lost. Poets just need new role models to go along with their new tax bracket, and I know exactly where they can find them, in the world of hip-hop. You see, unlike poets, rappers have consistently shown that rhyming and living large don't have to be mutually exclusive. Poets' historic discomfort with money is typified by William Wordsworth, who wrote, "Getting and spending, we lay waste our powers." That's a sentiment you'll never find in the work of P. Diddy, who wrote, "Laying in pajamas, two sexy mamas, bodyguards, top guns, two extra llamas."
Laying in pajamas, two sexy mamas, bodyguards, top guns, two extra llamas. I don't want no drama.
I have no idea what Mr. Diddy meant by two extra llamas, but I'll bet they're pretty darn expensive. When Wordsworth wasn't scolding us about getting and spending, he was busy telling us how he wandered lonely as a cloud. Wandering lonely as a cloud is something a rapper would never do. When a rapper wanders, he does it in a Lincoln Navigator surrounded by a bloated entourage of leeches and hangers-on, all too eager to spend his money on chartered jets and homes in South Beach. Again, there's a lesson in this. Maybe a field of daffodils was all Wordsworth needed, but today's high-earning poet needs a posse. Now, I doubt that the folks at Poetry magazine will like my ideas about what to do with their windfall. They'll probably think that it's a big waste of money to spend it all on cars, clubs, bling bling, and two extra llamas. But much like William Wordsworth, they don't get it. After a couple of years of living like rappers, poets will have completely spent through the $100 million, and life at Poetry magazine can get back to normal. As P. Diddy would say, it's all good.
Andy Borowitz writes a daily humor column, The Borowitz Report. It can be found at borowitzreport.com.